Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the collaboration space. It's good to see everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about where we are in the hybrid workplace. We have a lot of different team members working different schedules, a lot of new technology. We're going to talk about how that all works together. And joining me today to help me do that is Jennifer Adams from Poly HP Company. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me, Nancy.
Great. Appreciate you being here. Can you talk a little bit about what you do for Poly?
Sure. So Poly, as many are aware, was acquired by HP almost a year ago. So inside HP, I manage solutions marketing for the Poly business. And so I've been a longtime Poly employee. I started with Plantronics long time ago, more than 10 years, maybe more than 15, was with the company when we became Poly through the acquisition of Polycom. And so, you know, now my role really involves launching Poly solutions, as well as helping our customers understand the value of understanding work styles and how hybrid work is really changing things.
So you have a lot of history being involved in this transition through the different workplace and, you know, pre and post pandemic and where we are
yes.
now. Jennifer, can you share, you know, what are some of the challenges that you're hearing from customers today?
I think that customers are, I'd say we're in a better place than we were a year ago. I think a year ago at this point, the back to office conversation was at a fever pitch, and there was a lot of anxiousness, and there was, you know, kind of trying to figure out, can I get people back? Do I still have the spaces that I need? Some of those are persisting, although we are starting to see a lot of our customers are settling into a hybrid work kind of future a little bit more. So maybe a few days a week that people are coming in, some policies that are mandating sometimes more than that. But I think that has kind of set a little bit more of the expectations for the end users and the workforce. And so that piece, I think, is starting to improve a little bit. But obviously, we are seeing, you know, the economy is not in a great place. You know, there's a lot of tightening for budgets. And at the same time, companies are trying to provision for hybrid work. And so the question remains, you know, what new things do I need to invest in versus how can I make my existing solutions work smarter in a hybrid work world? And so that, sorry, go ahead.
I just want to stop you there because we mentioned hybrid a few times.
Yes.
Do you think that the understanding of hybrid is the same for the company as it is for the individual? Because an individual may be thinking hybrid, oh, I can work at home 100%.
Correct. I think, you know, there's an executive here at HP that, you know, that stood up on stage and he said, hybrid does not mean remote. The very definition of hybrid is really that transitions between locations. It's actually working in the location that helps you be most productive depending on the work that you're doing at that time. And so hybrid really should be, it's best delivered as a choice for employees to say, hey, I feel the most productive when I'm in this space doing this work. And so, I think companies maybe have a little bit on the other side where they're like, hybrid means I might let you work from home sometimes. And that is really it's a real change for some companies, especially companies that were very much in the office for everybody prior to the pandemic, that new normal feels a little bit uncomfortable and it feels a little bit hard to plan for.
Yeah. And we say the new normal, and I think the new normal has been changing. And
yes.
Hopefully, like you said, we're settling in. This is the way it's going to be. So are you hearing anything from customers about, you know, do I have enough conference rooms? How many? What size? And what tech and platforms do I need?
Yeah, I mean, I would say those are very common conversations that we have with customers. But if I bring it to the pain point that sits above that, it really is, what do I do with my spaces? So a lot of our customers have reduced footprint, real estate footprint during the pandemic, because they said, you know, we're kind of betting that things are probably not going to go back to the way that they were. And so let's make sure that we're not overspending in our facilities costs. But as companies are starting to reduce footprint, maybe, you know, consolidate offices, consolidate floors, doing things like that, there then becomes the question of how do I plan for this floor that I now have more people assigned to than I did before, but all of those people may be collaborating with the workforce or customers or partners that are not in that office with them. And so the need for conference rooms hasn't changed, but maybe the need for different sizes has. And so that's a conversation that we're having with some of our customers, which is, you know, we may be more individual spaces where people can do a video meeting, you know, smaller spaces. But then in some teams, there's a lot of people that come into the office and they're on a team where everybody is in the same building. In those cases, you may need more larger conference rooms because more people are showing up in person. And so it's very hard to plan if you don't know your exact capacity on a daily basis. And so that's one of the pain points that we're really hearing that customers are struggling with.
And does that kind of lead to talking about different technology at the desk and maybe more needs for hoteling and flexible meeting spaces?
Yes, because I think the way that most, you know, facility managers are looking at it is, you know, and they need to connect with the IT teams to really make sure that everyone's aligned. And HR should be part of this conversation too, because it's workforce. But understanding what are the work styles that might need an assigned space. And there are some work styles. And, you know, the studies show that the more days people spend in the office, the higher the expectation is that they have their own space. So if you're, you know, if you're getting ready to mandate people coming into the office, make sure you have enough assigned seats for all of those people if they need to come in every day. But a lot of companies have said, hey, you know, in this hybrid work world, you know, one of the perks of working from home and being remote is that, you know, you don't have to be in the office every day. So we're not going to keep a desk for you. And so you're going to make a trade-off for that flexibility. The trade-off is you don't have an assigned seat in the office. You will be able to have technology that's at a desk that we've established that you can show up. You can reserve. A lot of reservation systems are being used these days. And, you know, and that can be your space for the day. And so that's becoming very, very common. I think one of the largest challenges that I see with that is that companies have kind of done this by default, which is they said, oh, well, there's already equipment at that desk because that used to be somebody's desk. And so, you know, people are showing up to hoteling spaces that have technology that may not align with, you know, it might not be the right docking. It might not have the connectors they expect. They might be looking for something different. And so that is a challenge for companies to standardize on a hoteling space, because quite honestly, people are going to use these spaces differently. And so my hypothesis is maybe you have a couple different flavors of hoteling spaces. Some people want multiple screens. Some people want wireless devices there. So there are, you know, differences there.
Yeah. And, you know, all the new technology we have is kind of enabling us to accommodate for those differences. How else are you seeing technology influencing how people work? When you say hybrid work, I immediately go to meeting equity. How is technology helping us out with that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the things that everybody experienced during the pandemic is we all were kind of working remotely. A lot of people were doing video, you know, for the first time. There were a lot of companies out there that were not very video centric in the way that they were collaborating, because if you're mostly in person, you don't really need that technology as much. It was more an add-on for the people who happened to be remote.
And that changed fast during the pandemic.
Yes. And so, you know, we were doing research all throughout the pandemic that, you know, we had a baseline prior to the pandemic that we understood that there were certain work styles that did little to no video. There was one work style that we called the office communicator that prior to the pandemic, only 5% of office communicators would do video on a daily basis. And so during the pandemic for that work style, though, that went up to 17%. So we're seeing a lot of people who were not just not doing it, but actively didn't want to do it, starting to do it. And so, but the good news about, you know, technologies like Microsoft Teams or Zoom or other, you know, platforms like that is that we were able to get a little bit of equity because everybody was kind of equal size in the screen. We all had our little tiles. And so meeting equity was a little bit easier because we were all, you know, on the level playing field of being remote. You know, now you could argue that some people maybe didn't have the right audio and video technologies to be seen and heard as clearly. And that's always a challenge for people wherever they're working. But the meeting room is the space where I think the meeting equity conversation is happening in largest measure right now. Because people made these great experiences at home and then they came into the office and they said, oh, I sit in a meeting room and I'm having this bowling alley view where I'm very far away. It's hard to see people's expressions. You know, it's hard to discern who's talking. And so I think a lot of companies have been investing in AI to really help the technology be smarter about delivering that meeting equity. So, you know, on the Poly side, that, you know, includes our director AI technology, which really helps be able to have people be seen and heard, and not just be seen and heard, but be smart about how they're being framed, be smart about the audio that's getting picked up in the room. You know, let's get rid of the bag crinkling, you know, as people are having a working lunch, you know, some of these things that technology can actually help provide a better experience.
Yeah, and we mentioned people in the room, but a lot of meetings I know that I go to, there's people in the room, but there could be more remote people in every meeting versus I'm on site because we have such hybrid and flexible schedules. Are you finding that as well?
Absolutely, especially because, you know, I would say this is actually a challenge that we have inside HP right now is that, you know, we are given the flexibility to come into the office as we feel that it best supports us. But we're asked to, you know, try to come in a few days a week because it's good for the culture. But there isn't a specific day that everybody's in. So it's very common to come into the office and realize, oh, I'm here, but some of my team members are not. And so, you know, you have that experience. And some people work in teams where people are not in the same office as well. So, you know, from that perspective, you know, virtual meetings are just going to be part of your day. But, you know, I think that the challenge is that, yes, people are coming in. And sometimes if you do have a mandated day where people come into the office, so many people are there that you can't actually get a conference room reserved because people are thinking ahead to mm-hmm. have their, those spaces reserved.
Getting their favorite spots.
Exactly.
Spots with their
yes.
favorite technology that they
we
know
are,
and love.
We are, mm-hmm. we are you know,
creatures of habit,
and we come in and, you know, we like to sit in the same place. We like to use the same, you know, that one conference room that's by the window that has the great view of the whatever, you know. So, you know, I think that there are some challenges around making sure that those spaces are ready for people and available for people. But also then when you get into that environment, do you have the technology to, you know, one of the challenges is a lot of companies are using a mix of platforms, right? So how do you, you know, if you have a Zoom meeting, but it's a Teams room, like how do you easily, you know, switch between, you know? And so those are some of the challenges that end users are faced with that I think, you know, some of the platform providers could help us out a little bit with that. But you yeah. know, I think it's those challenges. It's being able to, you know, see the remote participants and have the remote participants really see who is in the meeting and feel like you're not just watching the meeting, but you're in the meeting. And that mm-hmm. is where I think technology can improve.
So much to think about. And how do, you know, Poly and AVISPL step in and help our customers work through all that? You mentioned the work styles and accommodating, you know, different people and their different schedules. Can you maybe share with us a little bit about those work styles, maybe some samples?
Yeah. So we've been doing a lot of research. It started, 10 years ago, probably in Plantronics, and we have been doing this regularly almost every year since the pandemic. I just finished some research in June related to this. What we wanted to understand is how does technology impact the way that people work, and how are work styles different from each other in a way that we can use data to drive decision-making around what you would provision as far as technology for employees go. And so, you know, I mentioned that office communication that was very unlikely to do video prior to the pandemic. I think, you know, there is overall more acceptance for video across the board almost in most companies because of COVID and all of us virtually collaborating. But you know, that is a work style that traditionally would spend a lot of time in the office, would spend a lot of time at their desk, actually would take a lot of their meetings from their desk. And so, you know, that is a work style that probably needs an assigned desk. That is a work style that probably needs a desk phone and more basic and traditional work technology. You compare that to somebody who would be like a flexible worker, for example, somebody who has more of those transitions in between. So maybe you start your morning at home taking calls and then you, you know, commute into the office, maybe you're client facing or you have some travel. That is about transitions. And so you're going to need devices that can move with you, right? So that you're always, you know, able to be seen and heard, but you're also not you know, weighted down by a lot of heavy equipment. You know, I would say same thing with like a road warrior type. I mean, you know, since I would say in the past 3 months, I haven't been on an airplane that wasn't completely full. So I am seeing that, you know, travel is back. Mobility isn't just between the home and the office right now. It's, you know, there's a lot of customer facing, there's, you know, events, there's trade shows, there's conventions, all of these things are coming back online. And so, you know, understanding what work styles have different behaviors when it comes to technology. I'm always telling companies and customers that, you know, I understand it's easier to provision one size fits all because it's, you know, it's easy to manage. It's easy to support. It's easy to get volume discounts on one thing. And so all of those things make sense. The challenge though, is that if you're investing in technology that only really works well for 10 to 15% of your workforce, all of that money is not actually well spent. And so understanding the differences in technologies helps you be able to plan at scale without having to have an individual strategy for each employee, which is not possible for companies that have tens of thousands of employees.
Yeah. And I like how Poly has a lot of data to share about how and where people work, because you're making targeted database decisions, right, on your room solutions. And then we work with Poly and our customers to take that a little step further with our VR design where, okay, we think we're basing this on the data. How do I test it out? It's a big investment. How do I test it out before I roll this out to all of my spaces? And that's where VR design comes in. We can build your rooms in virtual reality, put the Poly products in the room, test out if they're really going to work, and move forward from there. So all great data that together we can give our customers before they roll a solution out. So I love how we work together.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity to, you know, look at work styles plus, you know, that kind of modeling of bringing it to life. You know, the persona research that I was talking about, we actually have a survey tool that we use with customers that allows customers to understand what is the makeup of those work styles that I was talking about in their exact environment, in a particular office location or in a particular team, which really helps to guide those decisions using data, as you mentioned. And then, you know, using other tools like AVISPL has built to really help imagine that and also make it very real for like how this delivered solution will look.
Yeah. So I think we're coming back around to meeting equity once again. Yes. And the different solutions. So can you share a little bit about everything we need to keep in mind when we're talking about solutions?
Yes. I would say the very first thing to keep in mind for, you know, solutions is who's the solution for? And try to find out as much as you can about that, you know, that target of your solution. So, you know, understanding your workforce, understanding the work styles in your environment is a great place to start. That's your foundation. Once you have that, making decisions around what are the right endpoint devices that need to be provisioned. Where will those devices be used? What platforms will they need to connect to? What environments will the workforce be in that, you know, that may be presenting challenges like noise? You know, there's different noises that you face in the office versus when you're at home. It's very, you know, unusual to hear a cat meowing in the office, right? But, you know, or a leaf blower. You know, these are noises that can introduce themselves. And so I would say that when you're looking at solutions to provide meeting equity, your best bet is to understand what are the unique differences between your employees, because equality means treating everybody the same. Equity means taking into account how people are different and to actually deliver an experience that's unique to them. And so equity is is really what you're hearing a lot of people talking about. And it starts with understanding the differences in the employees. That will help you be able to understand what voice devices. Do we need desktop phones? Do we need headsets? Do we need wireless headsets or corded headsets? Do we need, you know, mobility devices? What type of equipment should we be putting in smaller conference rooms versus larger conference rooms? You know, smaller conference rooms, more likely that the user wants to just plug in and go. You know, larger conference rooms, you may be doing more high-level complex tasks in those rooms. And so being able to understand about the users who are most likely to use these rooms is also important as well. And so I think Poly and AVI SPL can actually, you know, partner together really well with customers to deliver that insight.
Yeah, I like how you mentioned voice, because it's really about bringing together the whole package. It's about audio, video in the room, in a meeting. But if at my desk or wherever I am, I need a good headset and yep. I need to have voice integrated into my solution. And AVI SPL has a dedicated voice team that does that. So again, working together with Poly to help the customer out. We mentioned a little bit about how this could get costly. Right. If I'm yes. refreshing all of my rooms, how do I know when to upgrade and when do I do it piecemeal? How does Poly help out maybe with the cost of everything?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is by, you know, sitting down with partners like AVSPL and our customers and say, you know, what are your goals? What are you trying to, you know, accomplish? You know, what is your time frame for getting those things done? And then we really want to make sure that we are getting, you know, the right, you know, promotions and, you know, the right things in place that can really help customers. So I know we've been working together on a lot of things that, you know, when we're looking at customer pain points, we're saying, how can we bring solutions, but also mm-hmm. the promotions and programs that will help these solutions be more easily adopted?
Yeah. So I know promotions can change, but they're certainly important and can help out. So I'll be sure to add something to the show notes so people can keep up on what are the current promotions with AVI SPL and Poly, and talking a little bit more about our voice team and where to find information on that. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time today. This was a lot of great, useful information. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, happy to do it. And nice to see you again.
Okay, great. Well, to everyone listening, thank you as well. We'll see you next time in the collaboration space. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at AVI SPL Info to follow all the video podcasts. And if you are an audio podcast listener like I am on my commute to work, you can find us on your favorite podcast app. Just search for the collaboration space. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.